Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth discusses the division and confusion that reigned in that church. The members were boasting, "I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos, I belong to Cephas, or Peter, and I belong to Christ." 1 Corinthians 1:12. Anyone who has studied the Scriptures, either Old Testament or New, knows that God cannot be pleased with contentions among His people. Paul asked a series of questions. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? 1 Corinthians 1:13. Paul did not want any of the Corinthian Christians to think that he was establishing a Pauline sect. He explained that he had not baptized in his own name. "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." 1 Corinthians 1:17. Did Paul mean that his mission did not include baptism? If he meant that, he created a great amount of confusion. He not only baptized Crispus, Gaius, and the household of Stephanus, but he also regularly preached baptism. Romans 6, 1 Corinthians 12, Galatians 3, and others. Paul's meaning ought to be obvious to any open-minded person. His major mission was to preach the gospel. But preaching the gospel fully always includes baptism. How can anyone read the book of conversions, the book of Acts, and reach any other conclusion? When Paul says his main purpose at Corinth was to preach the gospel, what do you suppose he had in mind? In other words, what must be included in preaching the gospel? Is that the same as preaching the whole counsel of God, Acts 20:27, or preaching Christ crucified, 1 Corinthians 2:2? One example from the book of Acts should help us in answering the questions I have raised. Acts 8 tells of the persecution that arose around the martyrdom of Stephen. The Christians at Jerusalem, except the apostles, were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Therefore they who were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8:1, 4 and 5. Did you notice the two expressions in these verses, preaching the word and preaching Christ? Are these the same as preaching the gospel? When one preaches the gospel or the word or Christ, what should he say? I think most of us would respond, "It depends on the needs of the hearers." If a person has never heard of Christ, our teaching that person would differ from what we would say to a penitent believer. Acts 8 informs us what occurred when Philip preached Christ to the Samaritans. But when they believed to Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:12. We have no way of knowing exactly what Philip said when he preached on the things concerning the kingdom. Did he trace the idea of the coming kingdom from Isaiah through Daniel and Joel and Micah? We really have no way of knowing, but we know we cannot preach Christ without preaching His kingdom. What did Philip teach about the name of Christ? Did he tell the Samaritans that it is through His name and only through His name that we are saved? Acts 4:12. We do not know, but we know how important the name of Jesus is. We must do all in His name. Colossians 3:17. But did he preach baptism to the Samaritans? If he did not, how did they learn about baptism? Luke reports that both men and women were baptized. In the same chapter, we're told that Philip preached Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. The eunuch asked Philip, "What hinders me from being baptized?" Where did he learn about baptism? He did not learn it from reading Isaiah 53. He learned it from Philip's teaching about Christ. How can anyone dispute these great truths? Thank you, and may God bless you.